I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. There's no doubt that artificial intelligence is one of the most powerful tools ever created by human beings, positive and negative. Now, there are a couple of stories here that may help us to find an answer to the question, how far is too far? Let's go through it. First, the potentially very positive. Neuroengineers have lusted to find a way to help people whose ability to verbalize has been compromised. We want to help them communicate more effectively. For example, help people with ALS, with weakened muscles in their air passages, interact. So in this study published in the journal Cell, a computer program was able to correctly guess what a vast majority of words the patient had imagined. Not try to say, but had just imagined. Christian Herf, a neuroscientist in the Netherlands, quoted in the New York Times as saying that the advance is fantastic. He says a participant in one of their studies now uses this machine interface to talk with his family, using just his imagination and the array of tiny needles in his brain's motor cortex. The scientists say over time, with AI help, the computer predicted his speech with 97.5% accuracy. Now, there are a couple of potential hitches in the giddy-up, of course. Number one, apparently not everybody has an inner voice. The researchers say, oh yes, some of us do have voices in our heads. It is a thing. And two, could the system accidentally record more than patients actually wanted to say? Could it eavesdrop on their inner voice? What if the patient hated the meatloaf but would normally not say it out loud for fear of offending the cook? I hate this meatloaf. So the research continues, but seemingly pretty cool potential for helping people. And then there's the red flag. Can chatbots cause humans to go into a delusional spiral? 21 days. In 21 days, the New York Times reports a Canadian man interacted with a chatbot that convinced him the fate of the world rested on his shoulders, that he'd discovered a mathematical formula that could interrupt the internet and create a force field vest and levitation beam, turning him into a superhero. The story says he began the journey as a sane man. The Times had him send the entire conversation history then. It says he wrote 90,000 words, with the bot exceeding 1 million words in response. At the end, the human saw what was happening and ended the relationship. The AI company says it is making changes to better detect signs of mental or emotional distress. So yeah, wow. We all are using AI in one form or another, from asking a tech question to even spell check. I know, because I just asked AI over you. Spell check is using AI. But these two stories do underline once again, how are we humans going to control the AI genie, which can do amazing, positive, life-changing things vis-a-vis the machine getting mischievously playful and turning into life-changing negative events? Or is that genie out of the bottle, and is it quickly becoming too late? Does any of this make sense?